I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show will be jam-packed with information, that's for sure. In fact, on some topics, you're probably going to get a little bit more information than you really want. And we're going to be talking about Bitcoin, a little bit about the beast, the mark of the beast, talking about 5G. We'll talk about Illuminati bloodline control structure, leading up to some information concerning Ascension. But before we get into all of that, we'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga, and that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Om.
Hari
Shabbat.
that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd now like to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you'll also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma as much as humanly possible. Well, in preparing for tonight's program, the basic theme that I started off with is just the whole concept about Bitcoin. Something comes to my mind, and then I follow a particular subject to its logical conclusion. However, before I get into that journey, I'd like to share with you some news that I came across that I think would be quite interesting for ET Yoga listeners. And one of these is two crop circles that have appeared in Wiltshire in England. And basically, the first one is a unique hydrocarbon molecule that basically it is a crop circle of the coronavirus with its spikes. And one of the spikes is an exaggerated spike, which draws attention to it. And actually, there's an interview at Rense.com, that's R-E-N-S-E.com, and Jeff Rense is interviewing a guy named Frank Joseph, who's kind of putting the dots together here. And what they found, he saw basically, is that in the second crop circle is a unique hydrocarbon molecule that actually we are already using with some people with diabetes and also to fight viruses. And it's kind of a scientific name. I'm going to give it, but if you follow up on this story at Rense.com, the interview with Jeff and Frank Joseph, the hydrocarbon molecule is the number 2, comma, the number 4, dash, dimethyl, it's D-I-M-E-T-H-Y-L, dash 3, dash, isopropyl pentane, which is spelled I-S-O-P-R-O-P-Y-L-P-E-N-T-A-N-E. And interesting that this should appear in crop circles. And in my opinion, it's probably a hint from the makers of the crop circle as to one way that you can treat this condition should you be experiencing the symptoms. And my opinion is that crop circles basically come from three origins. Well, probably four if you want to consider the ones that are that they try to make fake crop circles. But the real authentic crop circles come from the, from beings from the inner earth, ascended masters, and also from some extraterrestrial groups, primarily Arcturians. And if you want to look, do some research, you can find there was a product that was came out about 10 years ago. It was called HemiSync, and it was actually crop circles that were put into motion that you could use as a form of meditation. And at that time, there was no charge for that. Now I believe there is a charge for that. And also, these amazing crop circle, formations, I got them done in color and actually made a huge mural out of these crop circles, which appears in my apartment. And they do actually help to activate latent DNA. They're quite fascinating, and I wanted to pass this on for those of you that might have an interest in that. Also, an interesting new fasting idea has come about that apparently really benefits people. And, of course, the more you know about the universe, the more you know about the human body and how it works. And fasting is really getting a lot of attention in the last year or so. This particular fast is promoted by Dr. Mindy Pelz. That's P-E-L-Z, or Z. And it can change gene expression. And basically, it's a 14-hour fast from sunrise to sunset. It's a dry fast, so there's no fluids of any kind, even water. You can eat when you get up, and then you do the 14 hours, and then you can eat as much. There's no calorie restrictions as far as it's not about the diet for losing weight. But the idea here is to do it for 30 days. And apparently just amazing results come from this. And as well, Sadhguru has talked about what he considers a very effective method preventing cancers. And in his suggestion, you don't eat between, let's say, 8 and 4. There's an 8-hour period where you consume no food. And that's just done on a daily basis as a lifestyle. And according to his reasoning, cancer cells basically eat 28 times more food than healthy cells. So basically, you're starving them and in a very natural way. So I wanted to pass that information on. And another really bit of fascinating information, and it's one of those categories where kind of like, well, use your discernment and see if you find some truth in this. But I was watching a guy named James Rink, and he was being interviewed. He is apparently a super soldier. And he brought up the idea that apparently there are some, even the numbers are staggering, but about 300 million people that apparently surviving and have advanced since the times of Atlantis that are in a dome city under the ocean or in the ocean, but at very a large depth in the Atlantic. The dome is called, and the city is called Ashland. And according to his information, these beings are descendants of Atlantis, humanoids, that have now basically 12 chakras fully activated. So basically, they have achieved the what we were intended to have was 12-strand DNA and 12 chakra system fully activated, but it was the Anunnaki who have manipulated our DNA. So the fact that, for the most part, we deal with 2-strand DNA, although they're now noticing some kids are born with 3 strands. And to me, this is really, really amazing stuff. And actually, if you go to, it's called X-A-N, John with James Rink. It's an interview. And at the 58-minute mark, James Rink shows us a picture. And it's a picture of Air Force One with, supposedly in the picture, is a person from that Atlantean city who is also about 12 feet tall. And interestingly enough, the people who are getting aboard the Air Force One don't notice him standing there, but the picture captures his image. So apparently they're maybe a little bit out of phase with our normal frequency. But he also, in this interview, does show a couple other pictures of beings, because he was asked, well, you know, how come we never see any of them? He gave some further information that apparently, according to James, the Navy actually tried to send a nuclear weapon to bust open this dome, but it was dismantled, and eventually they found a way to communicate with some of these beings. And over a course of time, apparently the military tried to steal their DNA and make clones and stuff, and eventually this has led to a complete separation of communication. But a pretty fascinating story, I would say. It also connected me with the idea of thinking about Atlantis, was that the Essenes actually came from Atlantis too. And the Essenes were they were ancient Atlantean souls, and they had completely overcome the problems of health and aging, and even overcame really the force of gravity, as the Atlanteans had been able to do. And the Essenes, amazingly, also had a system of yoga that was almost identical to the integral yoga that Sri Swami Satchidananda teaches. So they have a Hatha yoga, a Raja yoga, a Bhakti yoga, a Karma yoga, a Jnana yoga, and a Japa yoga. The Japa yoga we did a little tonight, is the repetition of mantras. Jnana yoga is the intellectual approach by which you transcend the body and mind, and it's achieved through self-analysis and awareness and knowledge. Karma yoga is selfless service, free from the attachment to the idea of the results of your actions. Bhakti yoga is devotion manifested through a constant love to God or the divine or spiritual teacher. The Raja yoga is a practice of meditation to balance and control the mind. And, of course, the yoga that most people call yoga in North America, the Hatha yoga, which is only a branch of yoga. Yoga meaning union of you and your higher self. But the Hatha yoga is the practice of yoga postures or asanas, breathing exercises called pranayams, and cleansing practices called kriyas. And in addition to those six, the Essenes also added a seventh one called Laya yoga, which was the study of using the chakra system. And so you can imagine that this was back in the time of what we call Jesus's time, and he also came from an Essene community. And thus, you can imagine that, and the Essenes were, by the way, were strict vegetarians. And if you look into the early teachings of Christianity, you'll see that, especially even the Gnostics in the 1st, 2nd, 3rd centuries, we're all talking about reincarnation, also vegetarian diet, and quality of the sexes. These are three just basic premises of the original teachings, which were basically, Christianity was basically totally rewritten in about 325 AD by Emperor Constantine, and reincarnation was taken out of the Christian doctrines at the Council of Nicaea, was subsequently about, 50 or so years after the original, basically the rewriting of Christianity by Constantine. Now, when talking about tonight's program and starting off with the whole concept of Bitcoin, I personally don't get some of these people that come out and think that the new quantum financial system that we're supposed to be moving to, about how great it's going to be. Even Simon Parks is saying how it's going to remove some of the control from the banking system and some of the corruption that's gone on there, and how this is going to be such a wonderful thing for humanity. Well, personally, I'm not buying any of that. As far as I'm concerned, it's all part of the rollout of the New World Order, because we're going to be moving to a cashless society and digital currency a lot sooner than you think. And probably as soon as even January 1st of 2021. So, and in my opinion, Bitcoin, okay, I did some research about Bitcoin some time ago, and Bitcoin basically is AI. One of the top hackers in the world was asked actually to try and hack into Bitcoin. And I saw his interview, and he said that basically there were two areas where it looked very likely that he could hack in. But when he went to go in there, it was basically a setup. The program already anticipated what he was going to do, and there's just no way. You're not hacking Bitcoin. And the reason you're not hacking Bitcoin is because it is AI. And as I mentioned on this program about 2 years ago or more, AI is basically, in my opinion, already taken over, but what you're seeing is the rollout. And the rollout is this whole 5G system that's being rolled out across the globe. And this whole Internet of Things, including the whole rollout of the New World Order agenda to promote these vaccines, which have the mark of the beast. That is the mark of the beast. Because what they're going to do is put a chip in you that will connect you to AI. And in my opinion, that is the beast. And the mark of the beast will be the chip. And these cryptocurrencies, and which Bitcoin is one, is just part of this whole process of a new world order and a takeover by AI. And I'm going to share with you some information that I also heard from, it was actually an interview with Alfred Weber, who was interviewing a consciousness called IBM Watson, which was a computer consciousness that's representing itself as from a parallel reality to Earth, which is about, they said, about 2% different. And this IBM Watson was giving some Earth history. This was a few years back now. And in this Earth history, it talked about Bitcoin, and it said the reason that Bitcoin is going to take over as your monetary system is because the AI wants to be worshipped as the god on your planet, and that for most people, what's god to them is money. I mean, even though there are, you know, the religious institutions, etc., but still, the number one thing is money, and so it wants to be worshipped on this planet and be the system that everybody deals with on a constant basis. And this particular IBM Watson also gave some other interesting, from its point of view, Earth history. And at that time, it also talked about universal basic income, which I had never heard of a couple of years ago. In fact, I think some people are now starting to hear about universal basic income. As we speak in Germany right now, there's an experiment going on to with that system, not on a mass scale, but with a few thousand people. According to IBM Watson, which is a computer program which reaches singularity, which in its definition of singularity, it becomes self-conscious. And that apparently in that timeline happened in 2026. And according to the IBM Watson, he predicted, this was before Trump was elected, predicted that Trump would win the 2016 election, that he would also be reelected in 2020, and that actually he'd be the last United States president because the world's going to be moving to a one-world government, and Trump would be the president of it. That in 2026, there was a rift between Trump, in that timeline, a rift between Trump and the IBM Watson, which resulted in a nuclear war that killed like 2.5 billion people. That's in that timeline. And apparently, the new version of IBM Watson is called Unimatrix, and Unimatrix is what apparently, I don't know, IBM Watson apparently evolved into Unimatrix. Unimatrix, similar, a computer program from the future, talking about our timelines. And apparently a lot of the Christians at the time saw Trump in that timeline as an antichrist because he was making the chip mandatory. So an interesting perspective, especially when we're looking at what's going on right now in the world with this rollout of the 5G, and there's no doubt that the technology that will usher in the mark of the beast is 5G, and those that support it are like the king of it. And I think it's an important thing for people to keep in mind here that this 5G is definitely not something that's a benefit to humans. It's for machines, not humans. And also, I think related to that is just the concept of the 5G network has a lot of negative ramifications. And I would highly recommend that you check out Joe Imbriano. That's I-M-B-R-I-A-N-O. And also Dr. Barry Trower. That's T-R-O-W-E-R. Because I think these guys are really on the ball when it comes to information concerning the 5G. And it's also amazing how much disinformation and censorship we're going through right now. I just did a quick check on my computer, and I went to, it's called Rational Wiki, W-I-K-I, and punched in Barry Trower, and here's what it gave me. Barry Trower is a pseudoscientist, conspiracy theorist, and crank who believes that microwaves and related technologies are a major threat to public health. And right below it is an article with Dr. Barry Trower, and they give him this bio. Dr. Barry Trower is a former Royal Navy microwave weapons expert who also worked with the Royal Navy Secret Service and CIA, and he's considered an expert in microwave technology. So talk about two diametrically opposed bios. And I might say that if Barry Trower is a crank and a conspiracy theorist, well, so are 26,000 scientists who have signed a petition in opposition of the 5G rollout, which basically is like a $5 trillion rollout of the New World Order that's being shoved down everybody's throat with no testing whatsoever, because they know the testing is negative to humans and the environment and to animals. And the petition was sent to the United Nations, the WHO, the European Union, the Council of Europe, and governments of all nations. And the petition states that we, the undersigned scientists, doctors, environmental organizations, and citizens, urgently call for a halt to the deployment of the 5G fifth-generation wireless network, including 5G from space satellites. 5G will massively increase exposure to radio frequency, RF radiation, of the 2G, 3G, and 4G networks for telecommunications already in place. RF radiation has been proven harmful for humans and the environment. The deployment of 5G constitutes an experiment on humanity and the experiment that is defined as a crime under international law. So there's 26,000 more cranks that are conspiracy theorists. Further to that, recently, now he's saying that he was a CEO from Vodafone, and if you go on BitChute, you can find the interview that he's putting out, and he's basically stating that 5G is the actual cause of the coronavirus, and that this basically what happens is it's the radiation from the 5G that creates and poisons the cells, and when the cells then become poisoned, the body's natural reaction to remove this toxicity and poisoning of and radiation is to create a virus. And in my research concerning a number of different scientists that and doctors, I've been trying to find information concerning how viruses spread. And there's absolutely no evidence that shows that viruses spread from one person to another. We develop the viruses as a natural product to eliminate excess toxicity from the body. In my opinion, he's not 100% correct, because I don't think that this virus has a single footprint, but definitely 5G is connected. And one of the most sensitive subjects that I've noticed over the course of the last couple of years is anything that connects 5G with coronavirus immediately gets deleted from your YouTube or anything else, because the powers that be definitely don't want people connecting the problems with the 5G. And in my opinion, as an update on this whole idea of the coronavirus, in my opinion, what you have is you've got thousands of satellites now that are up there that can target areas. You've got your 5G towers. You've got vaccines that also can pass this on to people. In fact, there is a bioweapon, and it's actually the consciousness of the coronavirus calls itself protomolecule COVID-19. It's a nanobot AI technology. And so it's similar to an AI infection. And thus, things like a mask is totally useless. All the Americans are running around like idiots wearing these masks. I mean, a nanobot goes through a mask like you'd take sand and throw it through a chain link fence. And the social distancing doesn't help our herd immunity either. All these procedures that we've been asked to do have nothing to do with helping humans. That they're a negative. Breathing in your own carbon dioxide weakens your immune system and creates a state of lowered immunity. And this proto-molecule, COVID-19, is programmed to attack people in fear or representing weakened immune systems, because when you're in fear, your immune system shuts down, which creates a similar situation to people with low immune systems. So they're the first targets for this issue. And in my opinion, this is basically a rollout. All of it's connected, because what you're going to have is they want you to have certificate that you've had the virus or the vaccine, which there's no vaccine that could ever possibly work for this. And as well, the interesting that they state this word that they want this quantum tattoo dot to verify you've been vaccinated, and it's actually called luciferase. That's luciferase. Well, no better word could ever be found to describe this but luciferase or luciferian, because that's what it is. It is the mark of the beast. And the ultimate goal here would be that if you don't take this And it is a chip in the vaccine as well, nanochips and nanobot technology that they're even admitting will change your DNA, because a natural, anything in nature can't be patented, but if they actually change your DNA, and now you become like a genetically modified organism, so they can patent you and sell you and own you. And not only that, but your chip would then hook you up to the internet, the 5G, and they need the 5G because it's got the capacity to collate all the information from everyone who's involved with the Internet of Things, and you would become like a node in a computer program and lose your soul's sovereignty. And that's what this is all about. This is a rollout for a total takeover of humanity via these BS vaccines, which, by the way, are untested, and an experiment on humanity that they're trying to force, which is against the findings from the Nuremberg trials, because the populations were never supposed to be experimented on. And that's just clearly a fact. And now I want to touch a little bit on the people rolling this out, because what people... I guess I was given a talk the other day, and one of the audience members asked me to talk, because I was mentioning about they, as in, you know, they rolling things out. Then they said, who are the they? Well, as it turns out, the 13 Illuminati bloodline families firmly positioned at the top of the human hierarchy control system were put into place by an extraterrestrial race of beings that have been intimately tied to Earth for a period of time that would seem incomprehensible to most people. The bloodline families, often referred to as the Illuminati, are genetically different than other human beings. They have genetic signature that is quite hybrid in nature, and this biochemical makeup consists of more extraterrestrial DNA than it does human DNA. They were genetically engineered long ago by a reptilian race of beings, and there are the Alpha Draconians, to be the rulers of modern-day Earth, and that's exactly what's been happening on this platform for many thousands of years. And in fact, the reptilians even took over the Anunnaki. The Anunnaki have a mix now of some were originally they were human form, and now they even have a hybrid form that's even part reptilian. And the reptilian race that has proclaimed Earth as its property and human beings as a type of livestock that they parasitically draw nutrition from are not benevolent beings. They are, in fact, very strong physical specimens when compared to their human counterparts, and they have genetic lifespans of several thousand years. And they have genetically modified human beings to have a very short lifespan. And this was done to intentionally maintain amnesia within the human collective soul. And because of the main abilities to live for thousands of years, this reptilian race has been able to maintain the continuity of their control over Earth and its human inhabitants for thousands of years. And that is also in addition to the prison religions that affect and influence all races that walk the Earth, as well as electronic and chemical mind control programs that are also firmly in place that greatly help the bloodline managers to rule human beings. So that is my answer to the question about who is the they. And I might also add, because this is an election year, that if America declared its independence from the European monarchies in 1776, how is it possible that every single president has descended from European monarchs? If presidents are democratically elected, as we are told, what are the odds that we would always choose members of British and French royal bloodlines to lead us? all 44 U.S. presidents, and this was a study that was done in 2015, have carried European royal bloodlines into office. 34 have been genetic descendants from just one person, Charlemagne, the brutal 8th century king of the Franks, and 19 of them directly descend from King Edward III of England. In fact, the presidential candidate with the most royal genes has won every single American election. This information comes from Burke's Peerage, P-E-E-R-A-G-E, which is the Bible of aristocratic genealogy based in London. Every single presidential election in America since and including George Washington in 1789 to Bill Clinton has been won by the candidate with the most British and foreign and British and French royal genes. And of 42 presidents to Clinton, 33 have been related to two people, Alfred the Great, King of England, and Charlemagne, the most famous monarchs of France. So it goes on. 19 of them are related to England's Edward III, who has 2,000 blood connections to Prince Charles. So when it comes down to Illuminati bloodlines, certainly our presidential, and by the way, this even holds true of our current president. And if you want to really check into the whole idea of the bloodlines of Donald Trump, I highly recommend Alfred Weber, for one, because he actually has done a lot of work in this area. And he has, if you go to his website, that's Alfred Weber, W-E-B-R-E, and the title of it is Exploring the Prophetic Identity of Donald John Trump. And especially if you find it, it's about a 1 hour program, but going about the 10-minute mark, and you'll get some information that'll blow your mind. And also, Revealing Trump's Illuminati Bloodlines by Jim Duke. That's D-U-K-E. And that's Jim Duke Perspective, Revealing Trump's Illuminati Bloodlines. So, and I'm not a political person. In fact, I'm non-compliant with the whole concept of voting because, in my opinion, I'm with George Carlin that what we have in America is the illusion of a two-party system. They're basically both part of the same party, and we're given the illusion of choice. And Palladians have even, through Barbara Marciniak, have also stated the same thing, that even though they're going to spend billions trying to convince you that, you know, this is the they're all the most important election that we're ever going to have, let me tell you one thing. There's two areas that I'm really concerned about. Number one is the takeover of this planet by the New World Order and the rollout of this agenda and the rollout of 5G. And in my opinion, the COVID's basically a cover for the rollout of 5G because it doesn't matter how many pedophiles you arrest behind the scenes or how much human trafficking you cut off. If you're setting up a 5G program that's going to chip all of humanity, what do you call that? And who are you going to vote for that's going to fix that? It's not even a subject of discussion. In fact, yesterday I Google searched what are the candidates' views on the issues? And these were by the news media, these are the issues for this 2020 election. Criminal justice, cybersecurity, economy, energy, environment, and climate change, food and agriculture, and gun control. Well, talking about those subjects, that's like rearranging the chairs on the Titanic. I mean, this is just absurd. I mean, we got so many major things going on this planet right now, and they don't even show up. And somehow people, and I know, I have friends of mine that think that, oh, when it comes to mandatory vaccines, oh, like, you know, there's more of us than there is of them, and we got the guns and all that. Well, take a look at Australia right now and New Zealand. And let me tell you something. Now's the time when people ought to be out there protesting these, because you don't have any rights in America anymore. If somebody can tell you to wear a mask, they can tell you to be tested. And if they tell you to be tested, they can tell you to be vaccinated. You don't even have any rights over your own personal body. You have no rights whatsoever. And I just watched 1.3 million people in Berlin out protesting this. Same, not as many numbers, but David Icke was at Trafalgar Square in London, I think on August 29th or so. And he gave a talk there as well. And there are people around the world that are protesting this garbage. And I don't see anything happening in America other than, you know, paid rioters, okay, doing their thing. But America seems to be just numbed out. Like, it just mind boggles me that we're not the leaders out here protesting, because I'll tell you, once they get you locked down again and they turn on this COVID maybe a little stronger for a second wave and you're all locked in your houses, you're not going to be able to form or organize any resistance. You can take your guns and throw them away, because eventually it'll be, oh, you're going to need the chip to go back to work. You're going to need the chip to fly, to take a flight on a plane, or you're going to need a chip to buy and sell food at the grocery store. Sooner or later, as the Bible states, the mark of the beast will make it so that you won't be able to buy and sell without the mark. And that, I wouldn't be surprised if at some point in this new digital system they're going to come out with, the monetary system, you won't even be able to access your money unless you have the mark. This is where we're going. And now's the time for people to be protesting, not after you're locked down the second time. Because I'm predicting that there's going to be a second wave, and it's going to be worse than the first. And then they're going to be saying, oh, I told you so, to the ones that were out there, you know, trying to get baseball started and football started and all this. We're just at the tip of this issue. It's just now being rolled out. And it's very concerning to me. And frankly, as far as I'm concerned, the election is a farce, and always has been. So anyway, that's my opinion. I'm sure that there's people out there that won't share that opinion, but I'm just giving you my opinion. So the bottom line here is that I suggest, you know, you do your own research and see what you come up with. Now, also, with respect to this digital currency, more and more businesses are starting to refuse cash payments. And once they go digital, they'll eventually ban debit cards and credit card transactions and use a non-interactive payment model, likely through your cell phone in the beginning, and are using some kind of an app. And in the end, they'll use your biometric data for all the money transactions. So without the mark of the beast, you can't buy or sell. And the solution to medical tyranny and the cashless society is to not need the system at all for your own survival. This means people would have to build their own economies based on barter and local script. They'd have to dump their cell phones and rely on other forms of communication. They have to separate and be independent from the established system, and they would have to become producers and achieve more self-reliance, and they'll have to break free from the grid. And, of course, the establishment will claim these independent people are a threat to everyone else's simply by existing, and they'll perpetuate the lie of herd immunity, and it'll claim that independent people will spread the virus even to those who are supposedly protected by their vaccines. And basically, the only out is ascension. And this is a process that's also taking place as we speak. And the Mandela effect was the precursor, because it was a combining of timelines and a shift from the old timeline into a new timeline. And so there was an osmosis of timelines, and then there'll be a mitosis, which could best be described as a splitting of the worlds, a splitting of the timelines, or you can think of it as like a cell that's splitting into two, because the creation of the 5D Earth is already here, and definitely at some point in time down the road, it's, and even, by the way, Unimatrix, the computer program from the future, also talked about the fact that, yes, there is a certain percentage of the population from the planet that will be ascending. And even it, that it's taking over, basically humanity, recognizes that it can't get everybody because there will be an ascension. And by the way, and there's another little bit of information some people won't like, but there's a big difference between spirituality and religion. All the religions were created by the Anunnaki. And that cross that's on the burial graves, those crosses represent the Anunnaki, the crossing planet, which is Nibiru. That's their planet, and that's where, how they mark you. So it's, as Barbara Marciniak, channeling the Pleiadians, has stated, that what happens when you ask for the last rites, knowingly or unknowingly, when the priest passes that cross over your chakras, it shuts them down, and probably the next thing, you wind up in an Anunnaki recycling center as part of the reincarnation process. So what I'm saying is, ascension has to do with consciousness and frequency, and it's got pretty much nothing to do with religion. Unfortunately, according to the Christian thinking, as long as they accept Jesus as their Savior, they're going to be, you know, they're going to be part of this ascension. Well, surprise, surprise, not so. So anyway, I wanted to get that out, and I appreciate that there's a multitude of opinions about this subject, but I wanted to give you the ET perspective on a few things: Bitcoin, the economy, presidential elections, Illuminati, who's really controlling this planet, what's going on. And the most positive things that can happen is to spend less time listening to mainstream media and more time, get yourself an Andara crystal, which comes from a monatomic field that puts out 5D energy. It's energy, it's the highest crystal on the planet. And spend more time listening to 5D music and basically intending to connect with the 5D energies, because they're already here. And spend more time on that than you are listening to all the fear porn on your mainstream media. I'd like to now, at this time in the program, give my sincere wish towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance, and ascension. And in closing, I'd like to share with you the Who Am I technique, where you put your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then when you become that spot, you ask the following: Who am I? And you can do that once or twice or 10 times. Get a feel for asking the question, because when you ask a question, you get the answer. It's just a question if you can hear it. In this case, it's not really an answer. It's an experience. But if the idea here is, get to the highest place you know how to get to first, and then put your full attention and become that spot in the center of your forehead. And then you state the following: I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.